Hello and welcome to the Way to Wellness podcast and the second podcast in our series of six on wellness in times of stress. I'm Angela Shack, the founder of Way to Wellness and your host for our podcast on nourishing our body and soul in times of stress. When I started developing the outline for the series, I had decided which topics I thought would be most important, but I wasn't sure about the order. I really wanted to keep my finger on the pulse of what was going on with during this pandemic and try to bring the most relevant information at a time when I thought it would be the most useful. Originally, I thought I might talk about how to stay connected in times of stress, but I realized in my research that there are lots of really good articles and information out there already. So during my research, another trend began to surface, and it's what's now being referred to as quarantine snacking, or quarantine 15, with that reference to the freshman 15 we might remember from our college days. It was referring to the fact that our eating patterns have begun to change. A lot of us are spending more time watching shows on television and snacking. I've even noticed myself that I've been having more popcorn throughout the week as I tune into my favorite series. Even saying that is a bit odd since I'm not usually a television watcher, but I do love movies, and of course popcorn is always part of movie going. So I realized that I was doing this to create that comfort and that feeling of normality that we seem to be short of these days with the current pandemic. I've also noticed that more people are posting on Facebook recipes for baked goods. Even Hilton sent a recipe for their famous chocolate chip cookie recipe, the one that they hand out to the guests at their DoubleTree hotels. So it makes sense to me that right now what we're trying to do is bring about some comfort and sense of control in this chaotic time. We know that when we're feeling out of control, it brings about more stress and anxiety. We're seeking ways to reduce that feeling, and right now food is one of the areas where we do have the most control. Right now, food markets are the one essential service that's been open the entire time throughout this pandemic. Our need to restock our pantry gives us that sense of control. But I do understand the need to do that. So let's go back to our topic on nourishing our body and soul and see if we can find a way to still have the comfort and control that we need, but do it in a healthy way so that our eating habits don't contribute to the quarantine 15. At Way to Wellness, we've always had the goal to sort through the abundance of articles that are out there and try to find the most relevant and credible information so that we can bring it to you. I did that for you, and in my research, I found that there were some tips that kept showing up that I think were the most useful. So I've put them here as six tips for nourishing your body and soul in a healthy way. Tip number one goes back to the advice that we got early on when we first started hearing about this pandemic in the news. Experts were telling us to make sure that we continue to maintain our normal routines, particularly in regards to our sleeping habits and our eating habits. So that means to continue to strive for the 3 healthy meals a day and resist the urge to skip meals. We know this creates hunger so that we might overeat later or reach for that convenient snack that's not as nutritious. And tip number 2, pay attention to our environment. Environment triggers behaviors, so time spent in the kitchen and on the couch is going to trigger more eating. One of the recommendations is to make a list of other activities that you can do in another room. You might have something such as do a yoga practice or a Zumba dance around your living room. Water the plants in your home. Call a family member or friend to check in. Try to get outside and go for a walk. Those are the kind of things you may have on your list. Post it on your refrigerator or pantry door when you need those ideas. If you feel like you do need something, you might go for a warm cup of coffee or tea. This is if it's not too late in the evening, because we do know it has caffeine in it. Of course, the caffeine is what's helpful because it's a natural appetite suppressant and full of antioxidants. So that might be a good option for you. So we're not trying to say here, never have a snack. We're just saying try to be more conscious of when and what you're choosing to eat. Tip number three is to do a little planning. Planning is usually something that's going to start at the grocery store as you select the items that you're going to purchase to bring home. Try to look for snack foods that are already in smaller packages so you can control your portion. If you do need to buy the larger package, also make sure you buy those small snack bags so you can do your own portion control. As I mentioned, I love popcorn when I'm watching those TV series, so I decided to start buying the snack size popcorn, and most of the time will choose the healthier option. Tip number four, make a deal with yourself to choose the healthy snacks first if you are going to eat a snack. That will keep you from choosing the lesser nutritious options and filling up on those. It's best to choose snacks that are high in lean protein and healthy fats. Healthy fats are things like nuts and avocados, but you will have to watch the calorie content on those items. The high protein and healthy fats are usually more satisfying and help you feel fuller longer than some of the carb snacks that you might want to select instead. I always stock up on fresh berries to put in the freezer in the snack size bag, so I'll have my portions ready to mix with some high protein nut milks and make a smoothie in between meals. Or you could reach for hummus or almond butter to put on your crackers, or better yet, your favorite cut up vegetables. These are the kind of snacks that can be ready for you, so when you're reaching for something, that can be the first thing you choose. And if you eat those first before reaching for the bag of chips or other high-carb snacks, that might keep you from eating quite so many of the less nutritious items. Tip number five, always make sure you have a glass of water or a bottle of water while you're snacking. You might have your favorite beverage as well. Water is a good way to stay hydrated and will usually reduce the number of calories that you take in. And number six is probably one of the most important tips for today, and that's be mindful of your eating. The pre-planning that we talked about earlier is one of the ways to stay mindful of the things that you're purchasing and the amounts of things that you have available. Make sure that you're mindful of how often you're snacking and consider why you're choosing to snack. Stop and ask yourself, am I feeling hungry? Or is it more about boredom or feelings of stress and anxiety? When you know the answer to that question, you might be able to direct yourself to do other activities that will help you to reduce those feelings. Being mindful increases our awareness. When we have a more keen awareness of what we're doing, we can usually make better choices. So mindful eating will enable you to make those choices that will help you fight off the quarantine 15. So here are those six tips one more time. Number one, make sure you maintain your routines and strive for 3 meals a day. Number two, change your environment. Make a list of activities you can do in another room to avoid eating too many snacks. Number three, do a little planning before you go to the grocery store so that you can buy healthier options. Number four, make a deal with yourself to eat the healthy snacks first to avoid overeating the less nutritious options. Number five, add a bottle of water when you're snacking. And number six, practice mindful eating. By being more aware of what you're eating and why you're eating, these six steps can help you nourish your body and soul in a healthy way and help you continue on your way to wellness. Thank you for listening today.